B-Pod Studios.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody.
Let's get ready.
Ready for what?
Ready to start the day.
And also for a Tuesday morning show.
Nothing screws up your Friday more than realizing it's only Tuesday.
But I'm too tired.
You're tired.
You're tired?
Suck it up.
Suck it up.
Suck it up, guys.
Let's get this show on the road.
Ready for this?
Yeah.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tuesday morning Lauren and Wally morning show. That was a stunning finish to the Boston Marathon yesterday.
Oh, so
unbelievable finish.
One block to go. Toronto.
Toronto turning it on in the final seconds. They both are.
Oh,
it's going to be a photo finish at the Boston Marathon.
Oh my gosh.
And it's Toronto with the victory.
Elise's legs just gave out in the last 2 seconds there.
Can you imagine running that far, dueling that long, and then having enough to kick like
that? Oh, my God. It was like one gear left, and then boom. Oh, it's just amazing to watch. And then the woman's winner
just
pulling
breezed.
Forward, yeah. In the fourth mile, and then sustaining
like Framingham.
That lead.
Yeah,
really.
And like, sustaining that lead and seeing the second place person kind of catch up a little bit, but like in the distance. Was a little like, oh my God, I really wanted to.
Hello!
The first
way
person
up there.
Won. So I was very
Hey, were
excited.
You down the finish line yesterday?
I did not go. I watched it on television.
Yeah, it was an amazing thing.
It was. It's still electric to watch on TV and watch the crowds. And, you know, the runners are such gracious people when they come to town. You know, they don't, you know, like some of the LeBron James. I mean, when they're at the top of the game, the runners, as opposed to the rest of the professional athletes, a little more humble.
Yeah, well, they don't make LeBron James money.
Yeah. No, that has something to
do. They made a couple million for winning that race. They'd be jerks, too.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what? I like your attitude.
Oh, and the fire at Notre Dame. Unbelievable.
Oh, I'm so upset about it. I'm so upset for many reasons, but one of the reasons is that last time we took a family trip to Paris, and I took Lucy there specifically to go see that because she loves the movie, the Disney movie, The Hunchback of Notre Dame, and we decided not to go in because the line was too long.
It's been there for 800 years. We'll get it next time.
Right, exactly. Oh, my gosh. But it's just, I mean, I was really, really upset yesterday watching that. I watched that thing burn pretty much till this morning.
It was horrible.
It's horrible.
It was. I was there. Ugh. I had the opportunity to visit the cathedral one time. And the thing that it really struck me was like I climbed the bell tower. You know, the winding steps that go up and all that. About how much smaller people were back then.
Right.
You know, like 800 years ago when they built the place. But and
well, they were all hunched over then.
That explains the hunchback, I guess.
Too soon?
It's hard to believe. They broke ground on that in 1100-something, 1160 or... I mean, and it took them almost 200 years to build it.
Yeah, you think the big dig was bad.
Boy, yeah, really.
Yeah, it's just, and then the French people singing hymns outside of it. Oh, my God.
Did you see that? I just heard a report earlier this morning that said some really wealthy people have already donated like $200 million.
Well, Salma Hayek's husband, who, Francois something or other, he wants to donate $100 million. He's in charge of like Gucci and, you know, he runs that company. He's a gazillionaire.
Okay, and speaking of gazillionaires, college cheating scandal. I think she's made a big mistake here.
I think so, too.
We'll cover that for you this morning. We got Winogrand in 60 seconds. All of this. Oh, what's coming up on Dirty Laundry today?
What's an impregnation vacation and what celebrity is taking one?
Okay.
Wow.
All of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
So the numbers are starting to come in now, and Hank was just telling me Game of Thrones on Sunday night. 17.4 million people. That's
huge.
In the United States, right?
Yes.
Wow.
Who knows about the rest of the world?
Well, I think that just scratches the surface, too. Now, those are the people who watched it live on Sunday night. All the other people you're going to catch up probably, you know, could possibly double that because everybody's going to watch when they can watch it. You know, there's just so much time in the
day. A lot of pressure to watch TV.
Huge
pressure.
Especially with Game of Thrones, like, watch it because everyone's going to be talking about it the next day.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, you feel kind of stupid that people walk up to you and say, hey, what do you think about Game of Thrones? You go, da-da. So we thought we'd help you catch up over the past 7 years of Game of Thrones. And we can do that in just 30 seconds for you.
30 seconds?
Okay, here we go.
And now, the last 7 seasons of Game of Thrones in 30 seconds. Ned Stark, King Joffrey,
The Starks at the Red Wedding.
Yeah.
Oberyn Martell.
Yeah.
Jon Snow. But not so fast. Tywin Lannister. Theon Greyjoy.
Ouch.
Hodor.
Hold the door.
Everyone at the Sept of Baelor. Ramsay Bolton. The Tarleys. And Peter Baelish. This has been Game of Thrones in 30 seconds.
Okay, a little violent.
That was graphic.
I think I noted a theme.
I didn't hear any sex, though. I thought there was sex in this.
That's what you were waiting for.
Oh, that's what that was.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
Oh. You'll have to post that. I can listen again.
So Jim Gaffigan talks to us about, you know, the pressures of catching up on TV shows.
There are so many television shows and episodes of television shows we could and should be watching. It's amazing any of us are here right now. It's kind of overwhelming. DVR, on demand. Sometimes I open my Netflix, I'm like, I don't think I can do it. I'm not even going to make a dent here. And I know there's pressure. We all feel it because we've developed excuses for our friends. Like we're dealing with debt collectors. You watch Game of Thrones? I'm a little behind. Give me a week. My wife had a dumb baby. And it's never ending. You finish that show, now you have to watch this show, and then you have... No, now I need to learn how to read again. It's strange when you get done watching an entire series. You don't know what to do with yourself. You're like, I haven't been this lost since the ending of Lost. And starting a new show, that's kind of like a blind date, right? You're like, well, my friend said you were great.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
So yesterday was the 123rd running of the Boston Marathon, and probably one of the more exciting finishes that I've ever seen in a Boston Marathon. It was just
really great.
Stunning. They were just neck and neck. Well, here was the call.
Unbelievable finish.
One block to go.
Toronto
turning it on in the final seconds. They both are. Oh, it's going to be a photo finish at the Boston Marathon. Oh my gosh, and it's Toronto with the victory.
Elise's legs just gave out in the last 2 seconds there.
I was so glad that I caught it. I was so glad that I was sitting on my couch eating tuna fish with potato chips dipped in them and my iced coffee and thinking,
yeah.
Maybe I should pick up running.
Well, you wore
it
your
always goes through
you
my
wore
head.
Your athletic gear yesterday. Did you go for a
yeah,
walk?
Yeah, you had running gear on
I
yesterday.
I did have running gear on. I went for a walk. I was motivated enough to go for a walk. But yeah,
did you run out of chips?
Well, yeah,
you
know, I had to go to the little white store.
You know, the amazing thing is, after you've run that far, to have the ability to run full out, like they did down the stretch.
It's
just
sprint, yeah.
Stunning. Have you ever run so far, you know, or done something so strenuous that your muscles just don't work anymore?
No.
Yeah. Well, I mean, those elite runners, I don't think I could keep up with them just down Boylston Street.
I know.
Oh, no. There's
they
no
run
way. They're
so
four,
fast.
4.5 minute miles. It's insane.
And okay. The second place finisher, Lisa DeSizo.
Yes.
He's the guy that's won Boston twice, but in 2013, he was the winner, and he's the guy that gave his medal back to the city after
that's
the marathon.
That's right.
I mean, such an honorable guy. So I felt a little badly for the guy finishing second.
Well, he gave it all, his all. I mean, you could just, watching them, it was like, they're leaving nothing
Did you
behind.
See the guy who crawled across the finish line?
Yes, he was a veteran.
Yikes.
And he, that was incredible. I mean, there were people... That's when I was like, maybe I shouldn't run because I saw that there were a lot of people being carried over the finish line. And I'm always so inspired by that. There were these two guys, and they looked like they were serious runners and probably were worried about their time. Carrying this person whose legs just gave out. I can't imagine doing something for so long that my legs would give out.
Yeah, it's funny. My wife and I were watching it, and Sam's home from school. So we were all sitting there watching it yesterday, and you're like, you know, you see some of those people who are running for great causes and they look great and they're finishing and they're happy.
Smiling.
And you think to yourself, man, I should really do this. And then
that's
you see,
exactly what I thought.
You know, them wheeling somebody across because their leg's locked up and they're like, yeah, maybe I won't
do
that.
No, I won't do that.
It's like, it's
an inspiring day.
Yeah.
It's also a pleasure to watch it from my couch.
But what wasn't inspiring yesterday?
Speaking of finish, the Red Sox were finished before they even started.
I mean, really, seriously. Oh.
And it was so early in the day to get your head kicked in.
I know.
Red Sox, another stinker, clobbered by the lowly Orioles. The final 8-1. Sox are in the Bronx tonight. Chris Sale against the Yankees, James Paxton. Sox are 6-11. Yankees aren't much better. 6-9. And they got all these players on the injured list. Bruins did not have the same energy they had in Game 2. The trouble, the Maple Leafs did have the same energy they had in Game 1. The result, a 3-2 Leafs win in Toronto last night, giving them a 2-1 series lead. Game 4 tomorrow night. Celts will look to go up two games to none when they face the Pacers tomorrow night at the TD Garden. And Duke's freshman phenom Zion Williamson officially declaring for the NBA draft.
Well, there's a big surprise.
He'll be the number one pick. I'm Hank Morris. That's a look at sports.
Thank you much, Hank. 105.7 WROR. Good morning.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So when the news first broke yesterday afternoon that Notre Dame was on fire, it was like, oh, had to check it out. You know, it was just unbelievable. It was a horrible feeling to sit there and watch that thing. And they were confronted with some rather unique situations, problems in fighting that fire. Because, first of all, the wood in the structure, you know, the stone walls and all that sort of thing, but the wood and the roof and everything, 800 years old. So you might suspect that it might be a little dry. And then the roof itself was covered in lead, which they used like their version of like 12th century shingles.
And it works. It was as a waterproofer, and it does work. So they couldn't hit the roof with water from the outside because it was impervious to the water.
Unbelievable.
It was really devastating for, I think, a lot of people. You know, it's the heart of Paris. Everyone goes there. It really means so much to the people of France and also to everybody. I mean, that's one of the places you go to, and it's beautiful inside, and it's, you know, holy, and it's Holy Week, and it just is really sad. But one of the things is that was kind of incredible to see and hear are the people who sang hymns outside as it burned. It was like, I mean, from here, we have it right here. So you're seeing it burn,
and you
see this huge mass of people singing this, and it's like, I mean, it was I'm crying over a burning building. And luckily, miraculously, nobody was injured, which is incredible, because that area is so cramped. I mean, the Seine is right there, but
it's actually on a little island.
Yeah,
it's an island,
to get to it, it's just, I can't believe that. Yeah. And they were just, you know, they were having tours all day. And in fact, a group of kids from East Bridgewater High School were one of the last groups to tour the building, and they left at about 7 o'clock, and their teacher, a Spanish teacher, randomly is chaperoning, said that they feel really lucky they were able to see it before all of this devastation.
There were some odd things that happened because there was like a big collapse that came down right in front of the altar, but right behind the altar, the big white cross was like untouched,
and like the statues are untouched, and the candles aren't even bent or it's weird.
There's
this picture that is just, I mean, you see it, the all the debris, and you see that altar and the cross really just, you know, the light catches it, and then you see the figurines that are, you know, like the stone figurines looking down at it. It's very miraculous.
And there were candles that were lit early in the day by people that were visiting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And despite all the water and everything that was pouring,
The
candles were still burning.
Right. It was an incredible scene.
I mean, you were recently in Paris.
Yes, I was.
Did you stay right near there?
I did. I actually took Lucy to Paris a couple of years ago, my husband and I did, and she loves the Hunchback of Notre Dame, so we were like, oh, we'll go see this, it'll be great, and typical me, the line was way too long, and I was like, we'll get it next time.
We'll get it next time. It's been 800 years, we'll get it next time.
Let this be a lesson to you, always wait in line, you know, because you don't know. And I feel... I did see it when I was younger, but poor Lucy didn't. Sorry, Lucy. I mean, it's just visit these places and go while you can, because sometimes they're just not there anymore.
How long do you think this is going to take?
Oh my gosh.
It's going
to
end.
They said about 10 years of work to
I mean, the original
everything.
One, back then, 800 years ago, it took over 100 years to build the place. You know?
Oh, close to 200 years.
Close to 200.
And it was in the middle of a 180 million euro, like, you know, $220 million project that was supposed to take 20 years to complete.
Wow.
A renovation.
Yikes. I can't even imagine.
Hundreds of millions of dollars have already been donated.
Well, yes, or at least Salma Hayek's super
He did $100 million himself, yeah.
Yes. And
the really amazing thing about the whole thing is nobody really was seriously injured. And one of the interesting things is they're saying it could have been a workman could have set it on fire, you know, by accident. Don't you think if you're the guy who did it, you know?
Well, you know what? I don't think so, because I think that there are probably a lot of work people there. And I think that sometimes embers, you know, if you like it's a blowtorch or, you know, what Brian said is perhaps a cigarette. They're known to
it's
smoke
just how
in
I
France.
Picture all French, you know, guys working with a cigarette hanging out of their mouth. Maybe it's just me.
Yeah, I hear what you say. Yeah.
But yeah, they haven't figured that out yet. And who knows how will they even figure it out? I have no idea.
Okay. We'll keep an eye on it for you.
But the fire is out.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 1057 WROR.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lemon Epis are at $3 Dewey's enjoying a few tall Frosties when we hear...
Say, Epis, do you believe in that thing there that if you break a mirror, you get 7 years of bad luck?
Oh, of course not. That's a lot of horse manure. Why, my Uncle Ebenezer broke a mirror one time and he didn't have 7 years of bad luck.
Oh, no?
No, he was killed by the Bangor to Boston bus that afternoon.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more, the Lorne and Wally Morning Show. And we are spoiled on this show because of the hours we work. You know?
Kind of, right?
We get out, you know, during the day when other people are working, and we're spoiled.
Forget that it's school vacation week sometimes. And I'm so stupid that I even had my son with me.
Yeah, I forget when Lucy's
and you forgot
with
he was on school break?
So, yeah. No, he's with me, and he wanted to go buy a new book, so we went down. He likes going to that bookstore down in Plainville that the Diary of a Wimpy Kid guy
yes,
runs.
Right, yep. Yeah.
There was a new book, so I'm like, can we go get a new book? I'm like, absolutely.
Can't say no to a
book. If a kid asks to go buy a book, you take him to buy a
absolutely.
Book.
Absolutely,
absolutely. So I'm like, hey, while we're down there, I got to make a stop. I got a few things to get. Why don't we go to the Rentham Outlets?
Oh,
brilliant. Middle of the day. Who's going to be there? Yeah. And when I drove in, I realized it's school vacation week, even though I had my 9-year-old with me. And the parking lot was jammed. I'm like, oh, wow, there's a lot of people here. Huh, nice day. Okay, so we get a spot.
Yeah.
We walk up. We're going to go to the Nike store. I walked in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is going on?
Why are these people in my way?
Is it Christmas? Was I sleeping?
It was a longer line than I saw there at Christmas time.
Oh, my
no
gosh.
Kidding.
It was like Kyrie
really?
Was there.
It went, I mean, from the register down, like, all the shoe racks and, like, around. I'm like, all right, well, let's go home. Like, I could not believe how many people were
Well, that's the caveat of school vacation because, you know, especially April, because I feel like it just sneaks up on you and you're like, oh, my God, yeah, they have another vacation. And you find yourself in places and you're like, why is this so busy? For example, the airport. Like, you've ever gone on a business trip and you're like, you get to the airport and you're like, oh no, it's school vacation.
Well, I'm so stupid.
Ever.
Like, Sunday night, I decide, okay, I'm going to run in town and get some dinner. So I'm going to go to the Lincoln bar,
Tavern,
Lincoln Tavern in the Southie. And so I'm thinking, okay, but that shouldn't be too big of a problem. You know, I'll leave about 5:30, get in there about 6:00. I forget that everybody's off on Monday, which is but Patriots Day.
Yeah, there's that.
And
that
so
then
there
the
party.
Rest of the week, like places you cannot go this week.
Yeah.
The movies. if you have kids, fine. But if you want to avoid families, you can't go to the movies. You can't go to like lunch at a family-friendly place like the Yard House or the
Right, yeah.
Or the Great Wolf Lodge.
Or like a diner. Yes, exactly.
You're in for it then anyway.
Coco Key. You can't go to those places.
I don't
recommend going
to the aquarium this week.
Yes, the aquarium, bowling, Lucky Strike, forget it. You're not going to be able to get an alley. Forget it. Okay. So just be warned. Walk into a place. If you have no kids, there's no reason to leave your house.
That's right. The one good thing I took away from this is I'm not the only loser that's not going somewhere nice on vacation.
Yay.
Now you feel better about yourself.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show. Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So is this impregnation vacation what I think it is?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
You pick up on things, Lauren.
I'm not too quick.
Lauren Loughlin information. Cher weighs in on the new Broadway show about her. Celebrities who ran the Boston Marathon, but first, this impregnation vacation. Who's taking it? Not me. Ronda Rousey is taking it. She has decided to kind of take a break from the WWE after WrestleMania to start a family with her husband, Travis Brown, who has one of those disgusting beards.
Wow.
I mean, like, we talked about this yesterday about how, like, men's beards, those really, really bushy ones, tend to have a lot of bacteria.
Nastier than your dog's coat.
Except for Hank and Brighton, by the way. Brookline, actually. It's beautiful, white, very
really? That's a good one?
Hair. Yeah, yes. Okay. Awesome.
Okay.
He's the exception to the rule. Anyway, she put on her Instagram a photo of her kissing him and said she's on an impregnation vacation. So she's going to start a family. I think it's pretty hilarious to call it that. I mean, everything's ridiculous anyway, like baby moons. That's the dumbest idea ever. And I mean, I don't know. Honeymoon, baby moon, impregnation vacation. At least you're honest.
Who could say no to Ronda Rousey?
I know, really.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever you say. Guess what we're going to do. Okay.
I'm in.
Right. Okay. Lori Loughlin and her husband have pleaded not guilty to fraud and money laundering charges in connection to that college admission scandal. They could get 40 years in jail.
What do you think? Oh. Big mistake?
You think
huge.
It's huge? Yep. The laundering charge seems to be added for more than like those dozen parents who didn't plead guilty.
Okay, well, see, I think that's just like, the prosecution taking the gloves off,
exactly.
Saying, oh, you want to play that way? We're going to play rough. Okay.
But Aunt Becky will have none of it. She's like, you know what? Yeah. You're going to double down? I'm going to double down.
You better have a good lawyer.
Jail, which would be bananas to me. But bad things, bad people, jail.
Yeah.
Good things, Broadway. Cher herself is not going to Broadway, but a musical, the Cher Show, is on Broadway, and I really want to see it because it's about her life. I mean, I love Cher. I've been watching Mermaids with Lucy lately. That's an excellent movie, by the way. Strong woman character. The guy, Michael Sheffield from, you know, Jake Ryan from 16 Candles.
Oh, yeah.
He's in it, Winona Ryder. It's all good. Anyway, the Cher Show, Cher was on Today's Show, and she was talking about how whether Sonny would like the show. And she said he would be a little ticked off by his portrayal, but he wouldn't mind because it's all true. And apparently, I didn't know this, that Sonny was super controlling when they were married and when they worked together, and he was a chronic womanizer. That, obviously, is believable because all men are dogs. Sorry, guys.
Hey, whatever you say, dear.
No offense taken.
Oh, dear.
No.
All right, celebrities who ran the Boston Marathon yesterday. Jared
Padalecki
and his wife, Genevieve. They ran the Boston Marathon. They're from Supernatural. They work together. That's cute. They raised $30,000 for Dream Big, which helps girls.
That's good.
Yeah, which helps girls partake in physical activity and sports and things like that. And the other thing I wanted to mention is that Georgia Engel, who was Georgette on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Now, this is reaching back, way back. But she died. She was 70, which is surprising to everybody in this room.
She had to be very young when she was on the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Yeah. She was on Everybody Loves Raymond.
She was, yes. I did not like her on Mary Tyler Moore Show. I thought she was like a ditzy blonde. And even at like a really young age, I was offended by her character.
But she delivered the lines.
She did. She did a great job. I get it. But like, I just I always liked Mary Tyler Moore. And I was like, what? And I miss Rhoda. I was like, where'd Rhoda go? And this is what's happening? Oh, my God.
Plus the voice. She had that like super soft voice.
Yeah, she was ditzy, and it was just I was not my jam. I missed Rhoda.
Offended from way back.
Offended from the get-go.
You take offense very easily.
Okay. Really? But you think so?
We're proud to be, we just want to say this, we're proud to be the station for the information on the investigation of the impregnation vacation situation.
The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, so the sun is shining and all is right with the world. And it's time for the excitement to begin. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Win a Grand in 60 Seconds right here at WROR. Let us meet our player this morning. His name is Kyle Fleury. Kyle is an engineer for the VA, and he's from Lowell, Massachusetts. Morning, Kyle. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing great, thank you. Good, good, good. So,
I didn't even know the VA had trains. Wow.
See what he did there?
He's an engineer.
He's the old engineer, Joe.
Okay, so, Kyle, how's your...
The MBVA.
Okay, scale of 1 to 10, what's your confidence level this morning?
Probably like a 6.
Oh, come on. Hey.
Okay, well, speaking of 10, that is your task at hand here, because LBF will ask you 10 questions, and then you get them all right, and we give you $1,000 from Century Bank. It's really a very simple premise. So, remember, you can say pass at any time, but don't waste too much time, because time will run out on you, and you hear the buzzer. So, you ready to play?
Ready to play. Let's do this.
Okay.
Here we go. Let's do it, ladies and gentlemen. Win a grand in 60 seconds.
What do you do at a green light?
Stop. Let me go.
Which company makes Cherry Garcia ice cream?
Ben and Jerry's.
Who sings You Give Love a Bad Name?
Pass.
Who wrote The Hunchback of Notre Dame?
Disney.
What hair product claimed a little dabble do ya?
Rogaine.
How much is the purse for winning first place in the Boston Marathon?
$100,000.
In the Godfather films, what fruit's appearance foreshadows death?
Pass.
What city is known as Motown?
Detroit.
What word is used for an adult female sheep?
Pass.
What's the name of Little Orphan Annie's dog?
Pass.
Who sings You Give Love a Bad Name?
Well,
time has run out on you here.
Both of us just started laughing at each other.
Yeah, that was pretty simple, right?
Okay, Kyle, it's not as easy as it sounds.
Well, I like how self-aware you are.
Yeah, okay, I got you down for four yeses and then a couple of wrong and some passes, so let's review.
Really?
I got three yeses, three right.
It was a rough start. Yeah. But you did correct your stop to go. Okay.
Good thing you're not an engineer on a train.
Who sings You Give Love a Bad Name? Bon Jovi. Who wrote The Hunchback of Notre Dame? Yes, it was a Disney adaptation, but Victor Hugo wrote the book.
Yeah.
A Little Dabble Do Ya. This is actually a real hard one. That's from the product is Brill Cream. The purse for winning the first place position in the Boston Marathon is $150,000.
Close.
Yeah, they stepped up with that one.
Oranges in the Godfather films foreshadowed death. What word is used for an adult female sheep? You. And the name of Little Orphan Annie's dog is Sandy.
However.
It was a tough one. But
you got a fine consolation prize anyway, Kyle.
All right.
This is just in time for the holidays coming up here. A $100 Roach Brothers gift card to help make your holiday entertaining easy.
See?
Thank you so much.
Okay, no problem. Anything from appetizers, full meals, flowers, desserts, they got it all covered at Roach Brothers.
It pays to fail miserably.
Exactly, right?
It's the motto of this show.
Yep, exactly.
That's a nib.
And, based an entire career on it, so don't worry.
So, Kyle, always remember, never try. Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Good
okay.
job.
By the way, if you're gonna order some, if you can order something from Roche's for Easter, order your meals by today. Menus, locations, more at RoachBros.com. Hey, have a great day and happy Easter and all that kind of stuff. Okay.
Hey, thank you so much. God bless.
Have a okay. good one.
Anybody else?
Aim low.
Always aim low.
These cute.
These anybody
were
hard else,
ones.
If you want to play this game, you got to qualify. To qualify, you got to register. Log on to WRR.com.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Darsha. 105.7 WRR. Good morning, the Lorne and Wally Morning Show. And yes, we will now explain to you why we have all decided that next time we go to California, we're going to sleep in our cars instead of a hotel.
Well, I actually am going to go to the hotel because I think this is a good idea, even though I love this amenity. So California lawmakers are trying to get rid of the free mini shampoo bottles in hotel rooms. The goal is to push hotels to provide products in bulk dispensers, helping to cut down on plastic waste if passed. It could go into effect in 2023. It is a colossal waste of plastic to give out those little mini shampoos. And although I love them.
Of course
but
you
it's like, it's best. Like, I know. But it's so bad. And every time I steal one.
you know how hard it is to get terrible. Those bigger ones off the wall?
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
And how much room they take in your luggage?
Oh, yeah.
They
leave.
It's going to be a
so much
terrible hard. Thing. You know? You're right about
but
that.
But isn't that like. I don't know about you, but like when you go to a hotel and they have like a good product in their mini stuff, you're yeah. like, whoa, what the heck, Aveda? Wow. I mean, Renaissance is stepping up.
You're looking for the cart on the way out.
Exactly.
The cart's sitting in the hall. You look around both ways.
I was looking it up.
For security.
Meritage, which is a hotel chain in California, they yeah. actually provide fresh, like if you've ever been to Sephora and you want to go like get some moisturizer for your face, fresh products, super expensive. But if you go to the Meritage hotels, you free. Can swipe them off.
What, they just have a bowl of lotion?
Well, yeah, I know. What are they going to do? What now you just... You know what you could do? Not to be a freak, but I'm just saying. Because
I need another
I love,
bowl of lotion, please.
Exactly. Yeah. But if they have them in those bulk, like the way the Purell is on the side of
yeah, yeah.
in hospitals and stuff, but they'd have it in the shower and there'd be yeah. bulk and stuff. You just have to bring your own container.
And fill your own container
your
up
own.
With the pump.
That, that's what you would have to do.
That's weird.
Because yeah. if they were selling fresh like shampoo and Aveda shampoo, that's bananas expensive. Like that's like $15 like for a bottle of shampoo.
You say so.
You could probably sell that on like the black market. You know what I mean? Go in, fill your own bottles.
Oh, but the problem is, so I
fresh
did this
from
once.
Hotel.
Start selling in the neighborhood.
I found myself at a Fairmont. It was such a great experience, and they have this really great. Lalibo products, Rose 31. It smells so good, you guys.
Really?
So I took a lot.
How much is a lot?
Well, a lot, actually, a lot. If I think about it, because
how
I
how many sample size bottles?
Maybe,
10?
10, maybe. I like it was there for 30 days, okay? So I was just like every
hoarding
day.
Them.
And yeah. I would hoard them, and then I'd get more. It just smelled so good. But the problem was, the last time I actually went to a nice hotel was like 5 years ago. And when I saved them, I became weirdly hoarderish about them, and they turn. Just so
oh,
you
they
know.
They went bad on you,
They
huh?
go bad. Ugh. They're supposed to be fresh and nice, so FYI. They don't even last that long.
Okay.
So it's bad
no,
for the
only
environment.
Just big.
Just keep remembering. Remember, if you're going to steal it, use it quick.
Exactly. Yeah. That is the point of the whole thing.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate
use
it.
Use it quickly.
Excellent. Wow. Thank you.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Morning. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s more. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody. Are you ready for the pickle report this morning?
Pickle.
Okay, this
yes.
is really important because I'm a big fan of the pickle. You're a big fan of the pickle. Everybody loves pickles. Something new in pickles coming up.
Really?
Okay. Yep.
Really?
You're a big fan of the pickle. I love
everything's good with the pickle. Right. Love them pickles.
I like pickle flavored things. All right.
Okay.
And there are so many of them now. It's next level stuff.
Yeah.
So I am now, Hank. You have one thing that's just come out, and Brian, you said there was something else.
Yes, that I'm going to have to try.
What is it?
Well, it's this place down just outside of Philly. It's in New Jersey.
Oh.
It's a place called Elsie's. It's this little sandwich shop, and they're making sandwiches with just those giant pickles as
oh,
the bread.
As the bun?
Oh,
they
wow.
slice them, they hollow them out, and then put, like, an Italian in there.
Oh, my
oh.
God.
Like, whoa.
Oh, that might be very that good.
Falcone?
Brilliant.
That might be
listen.
Very good.
Wow. This is vacation week, you know.
An Italian okay. sub on a pickle.
Oh, my okay, God. That's
pretty
amazing.
Good.
So, yeah. I'm not going to New Jersey, but I might just have to make one.
And Vlasic has just created pickle chips, not like pickle-flavored potato chips. They are chips made out of pickles that look just like potato chips.
Really?
They're actually vacuum fried pickles.
Ooh, that sounds
And you eat
like
them just
idea.
Like chips. Okay. They've got the pickle
vacuum
taste.
Fried.
Okay. Okay. Because I've had the little bag of pickles.
Yep.
That are sliced. They have them like in the fridge downstairs.
Yeah, like a little pouch.
And they're good, but you get like pickle juice everywhere.
Right.
So that would be
no,
more of
well,
a dried.
It's yes,
like a chip.
Okay, so but you
like a potato
dried.
Chip. Right.
You like fried pickles?
A pickle.
I love fried pickles.
I've never had them,
but I think that there's
okay. Excellent.
If they serve them spear length and not sliced, it's wrong because you burn the top of your mouth because you're so excited. To eat
well, that's fried because
pickles.
You can't eat them right away.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's terrible.
110 Grill has good gluten-free fried pickles.
Oh, do they?
Yeah,
I,
really?
Yeah,
okay.
I think Legal Seafood has really good fried pickles too. But I also had a pickle martini. That's excellent in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, so you know, some people drink pickle juice for after they've been working out.
Yeah, like the when I ride PMC, a lot of the riders, after long rides, you drink pickle juice, and it helps with cramping. So
well,
you like the sweet baby gherkins? Those are my
pickle
favorite.
Pickle martinis
yeah.
also help.
Yes.
With lots of other things.
I don't drink that on a bike, though.
Maybe that's my problem. That's
oh, that's not your problem.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.